Item number two.
From the Director of Audits, a status report on the audit titled Savings from the Behavioral Health Division, Food Service Privatization Falls Short of Expectations but Remains Substantial. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Heer. Good
morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This is a status report on the audit that we conducted at your direction on the privatization of the food service at the Behavioral Health Division. There are two outstanding recommendations that BHD is still dealing with. The first has to do with just the overall quality of the facilities that are used to provide this service, and the statement of deficiency by the state of Wisconsin has been in process and is being addressed by the division. The second item has to do with a more rigorous focus on privatization, so that instead of having this body inquire at every point that there's a privatization about whether this or that has been addressed, we recommended that there be a format, a checklist, kind of a list of protocols that they would follow in privatizations. I think there's a good draft attached to this report. They hope to complete that by July. And those are the only two outstanding recommendations. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we have any discussion of this matter?
For you.
Supervisor Mayo?
Yes, was there really any, what is the saving? Because you're talking, you said there really was not that much saving, but what is the true saving at the present moment?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for this budget year and future budget years, the true savings are just north of $1 million. The problem with the projected savings in the first year of privatization is that they missed the mark on the timeline and on some of the math that was used to calculate savings. So the initial savings fell far short of what was projected and budgeted. Going forward, there is that significant savings, primarily due to a number of factors related to staff. The private sector staff are paid less in terms of benefits, and they are required to work more hours in their employment year than a longstanding county employee would work.
Thank you.
Okay. There any further discussion on this matter? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, will you call a roll?
No.
This item was informational.
Informational.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. See you later.